Ball flicks into the penalty area, needs to be cleared by Lee Neville, takes an extra step there, looking for a penalty, and the linesman signals a penalty, and they've got a penalty as well.
That's a wrong decision, that.
Well, the referee actually going over to the linesman, I think.
He was honestly playing the ball there, but he had no idea the guy was coming from behind him.
Well, the referee, it's Lee Neville, it was a challenge on Darren Stevenson, and, well, it's that man, James Dean, who's going to step up and take it. The referee not booking Lee Neville. The referee himself wasn't going to give it. He was well placed, but equally the assistant was very well placed, as Carnell.
And, come on, David, make a name for yourself, lad.
James Dean steps up right-footed. What can he do? He puts it to the back of the net, and Chorley take an early lead here. Jerome Wright, you know what? He's going to give a free kick the other way here, unless the referee...
No, he's having a word with the 11 here, isn't he? He's diving in there.
Well, Darren Stevenson, not only did he dive in on Jerome Wright, then he actually wrestled him to the ground, and, well, the referee... Oh, look who's here! It's the assistant referee, Graham Kearney. He's on the halfway line.
He wants to be the centre of attention, this lad, doesn't he?
Well, this will be interesting. FC United have got a free kick. Red card!
Red card. He's had a kick at him, hasn't he?
A red card for the number 11, Darren Stevenson. And they have a throw in. It's going to be Mark Ross eventually to take it, but he'll take as much time as he can as well.
And you're watching where he's taking it from, aren't you, ref?
And there's a trailing leg there, which was... it's an opportunity for Hart to make it 2-0, and he's going to do that. And they've taken... And he turned it to
terrible
take
terrible blunder there by Tom Davies.
He let the ball bounce over him, and FC United of Manchester find themselves 2 goals down here.
Shocking blunder. And that's the first time they've crossed the halfway line.
Mulholland now, back to goal. Right on the far corner. It goes past one. Lovely play there. Oh, well, keeps the ball in play. Here's an opportunity. Oh, it falls over the head of Mulholland. Falls now for Fox. Don't lose it there, son. Get a ball into the penalty area, at least. Back to Raglan. Raglan now across
it, Charlie,
to
one more.
Brownhill. Brownhill again. Decent ball towards the back post. This time's an opportunity. It's just cross goal. This time, oh, he stabbed up the line. Can you believe it again? Tremendous
right
defending.
Toe, wasn't it?
Oh, what defending by this Chorley team. How they're still in this game. The two goals up. You'd never believe it. Ball back into the penalty area again. No one's been pulled all over the place. Shot goes in. Yes! Raglan with a goal. He's hit it on the volley.
Well, it's Chorley.
20 yards. FC United back in this. Come on, boys. You can do it.
An absolute screaming volley there from Charlie Raglan.
The crowd go wild, the flags, the bar scarves, and FC United get a little bit of justice because they've absolutely peppered the Chorley penalty area for the entire second half with no reward whatsoever.
And you said it could have been a penalty on Norton there. He's been pulled
Norton
all over
was
the
dragged
place,
all over the place.
But we've got Charlie Raglan bags again.
Great volley from Raglan there. Well, have they got the professionalism to see this game out, Chorley? Have FC United got it left in the tank to get something back in the game? We've got 8 minutes to go, plus additional time. The 10 men of Chorley against the 11 men of FC United of Manchester. And Dean Stott has to be equal to it. Plays it all the way back to Carnell. Carnell take a touch with it. No, he just chips them, lofts the ball into the penalty area. There's a slip there by a Chorley player, but it's forced for FC United at the edge of the area.
Well,
and it's
done,
Fox, he wins it. Fox to Stott.
Quality, Stotty, quality.
Decent ball in. It's too flat again, but it's forced for Joe Fox at the edge of the area. He heads the ball, goal bound again. It's an opportunity.
Yes!
It fell for Michael Norton. He looked for the perfect, but he was there. It was Tom Graves. Tom Graves. He'll get you a goal whenever you need it. And FC United from two down in the space of a few minutes to two apiece. And this is reminiscent of FC United at Scotland. The fans are going crazy, and basically order needs to be resumed because there's still 4 minutes of this game to go.
And again,
4,000 fans here.
Yet again, Norton was fouled, but Tom Greaves didn't wait for any whistles. He just blasted it into the top corner. Wonderful finish.
Well, goodness me, what a finish. Tom Greaves, he's been conspicuous by his absence.
He has indeed.
And believe
what
you me,
cometh the hour, cometh the man. A great, great finish. Well taken, Tom.
If you're listening to us, Radio Lancashire, take that!